This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
When I say open it up and be a little more expansive, I don't mean have them drop back and throw 60 yards down the field. You know, when you watch certain teams, the Lions, when you see those kinds of teams that work the intermediate levels effectively with their concepts, you know, it's multiple receiver concepts, it's combination routes. I feel like I don't see as much of that from the Bills. And again, I'm giving you my interpretation of it. That's the way I think about the pass game.
Greg Cosell on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. We're just talking to Ross about that clip and what Greg says. And it aligns with, as we started the show today talking about, I think the general sentiment in the Bills fan base, which is, all right, well, we might not have wanted Josh Allen to do everything. We like James Cook. We like that the Bills have that card to play. But really, like, what is their pass offense right now? And he even says, if we didn't hear it there, it's a longer clip that was on with Ross, like, I'm not talking about just throwing bombs. And we've been around and around on this.
Right.
It's not that. It's the Lions are maybe the best example. You know, as I think of it. His example. Amon-Ra St. Brown, just sort of an in cut or a slant or something, and just like he's open. And that's just there. 10, 15 yards almost any time they want it, it seems like, with the Lions. That's how the game started against Tampa. Was just St. Brown,
yep,
scored a touchdown, like just anything he wanted in that game. Easy to say it. And they don't have Amon-Ra St. Brown on this roster. But that's not him per se, but that's not really entirely by accident. Like the kind of players they've picked and how they've leaned into a more physical style of offense.
But you shouldn't need the best slot receiver in football. Excuse me, sorry about that. To do what Greg Cosell is talking about there in that clip. Because part of that is putting the defense in conflict, putting the coverage in conflict, and making them make a choice. And that results in that player, in this case, St. Brown, in the example you're giving here, being open because there's something else happening in that area that is pulling a defender out. And, you know, that's the whole notion of scheming guys open. And I think that should go hand in hand with, I don't need the best receiver. I don't need a guy that's going to just wipe the floor with the guy covering him if they're in man coverage. I'm going to put a plan together where one or the other is going to spring open here. And it's up to my quarterback to know very quickly which one that's going to be based on what he's seeing. But something should pop here. That is what a lot of the passing game in the NFL has become, is it's sort of, I don't know, easy button throws, I guess. I mean, again, easy for me to say sitting here in a cozy radio studio.
It is hot in here.
That is, I think, something that I just am not – I thought when Brady took over, there were early, very promising signs in that department. Like a couple of times a game where you would just see something happen. And maybe it was at first, it was the Khalil Shakir, do they call it orbit motion, mm-hmm. right? Where he goes one way and then circles back and comes back. And like that, and they used Ty Johnson on that a couple times.
Samuel.
And like that's there. And if you get them to bite on that, then there's something in the place where the guy who bid on it right? You're going to fill that hole with another receiver. Like if you decide, oh, I've seen this, I know this, it's here. Well, no, now I'm going to stab you with this other guy. I thought that looked good, and I was optimistic about Brady in that department, and I just don't know. You know, I hate to say something as hackneyed as, you know, everybody has figured out what they're doing, but maybe it looks like that. I don't know. Like, again, I'm reluctant to go that far because that's just saying a lot. You know, that sounds like anybody sitting on the couch going, oh, they're going to run it. I just know it. And I don't want to do that. But I just wonder if they have enough, if there's enough variety there for them to continue to put teams in conflict enough to get those easy button throws. I think those are so important to an offense. Like that, and that is a way to me to maybe have your cake and eat it too in this area, where, because you've mentioned a couple of times, you know, their whole philosophy shift was predicated on, I think, reducing Josh Allen's mistakes by asking him to do less, putting less on his plate, leaving it less up to him to make some incredible play. Well, these are not, to me, incredible plays. They're plays that most quarterbacks in the league can make if you get the right look and your idea works. And I just don't know if enough of their ideas are working anymore, because I just don't think there's enough of those throws available to Allen. And it's really frustrating. And the thing that I think I worry about, I mean, I made a joke earlier, I made a crack about how his grandmother, he talked yesterday about his grandmother called and wanted to see him smile. And he did look as frustrated as I can remember him looking. I mean, that's different than despondent, right? Like after a playoff loss, he's carrying that on his face, and as anyone would, and maybe should even, right? You can tell like this, he feels this. This hurts. But we saw Monday night walking off the field, and even in the press conference after the Patriot game and after this game in Atlanta, is different. It's not a pain, it's more of a frustration. And that, you know, that's a troubling sign for the quarterback of this team who's as talented as he is.
Well, for every reason you want to not see that Sunday. Who they're playing off the bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The motivation from the two losses, you know, the proverbial wake-up call of the season. You want to, if you see, if this game looks like Atlanta, look out. I just think this is the game that needs to what we've I have done this anyway. When fans are sometimes it's more callers than fans. It's a very small percentage of fans, I think, but it's a higher percentage of people who call radio shows who are like a little bit freaked out about where this they think is headed. You need this game here. I started to say other years, one thing I can sort of as a crutch, like they've lost two games in a row every one of these years. Like it's usually okay. Right? It's probably going to be okay. Mm-hmm. You know, sort of like let's just not freak out in week seven. But to have the bye week, and McDermott has never lost off a bye week against the Carolina Panthers and their backup quarterback, you can't. I don't know what to say if they lose this game. I mean, they're still probably plus odds to make the playoffs or, you know, likely to make the playoffs. But they lose to New England, Atlanta, and Carolina consecutively and then go play Kansas City next week. I just it's the one seed might be over at that point. Might be. It might feel like we're not going to be talking about it. You lose three in a row.
Right.
What one seed has ever lost three in a row? It's probably happened. But, you know, you wouldn't think it would happen very often. 803-0550. When are you going to, maybe you're already there, I don't know, I haven't asked before now, get fired up about Dave Canales, your hatred for the Carolina coach Dave Canales? When is that coming out? When do I need to know to be listening for that?
I'm punting. I'm punting on Canales. I got nothing on Canales.
Nobody does. Nobody has anything on Canales.
No, I
who's
don't.
Canales?
I don't even have. You know, I just don't. I've not watched a single one of their games since he's been their coach.
No, right. That's fine.
I don't know. Am I abdicating my responsibilities by saying that? I mean, I just don't know. I'm sure they've been on in prime time or something.
I'm not.
But I don't. I just don't. There's nothing interesting at all that has ever been happening there. Like ever.
Ever.
So I don't know. I mean, I wish I could even give you something on like his the way he wears his T-shirt or something. I got nothing.
They have not been on at night once. Under him.
Oh, really? Okay. Well, there it is.
Last year, they had no night games. They had a London game or a Europe game.
I probably looked at that for a little bit and then, you know, what am I doing?
They beat the Giants last year, week 10, in overtime in Europe. That must have been a banger. But no, they have not had. When was Carolina's last night game? You ask. Because of how I've turned my voice, you know, northward. Week 10 in 2023, probably also riveting 16-13 loss to the Bears.
Huh? Oh, boy.
You might not have watched that one either. They had 12 first downs.
I might have walked away from that. Yeah.
1-7 versus 2-7 was that game on a Thursday night.
Well, this is another one of these games here. This is three in a row, and this is... You know, this is what comes when you're amongst the Super Bowl favorites going into the year and even as the year is unfolding, right? New England coming in here on a Sunday night. Well, this is a statement game. Drake May, prime time, you know, chance to plant a flag, new, big tough guy coach, former linebacker, or here come the Patriots, statement game. Okay, they win it. Atlanta, all right, Monday Night Football, contending team coming into our place, statement game. The Panthers are 4-3. They've won three in a row. Like, there's, I didn't read the story, but I saw a post today about like statement time for the Carolina Panthers. Like, I don't think the Chiefs will be looking to necessarily make a statement and plant a flag next Sunday when they come here because, like, you know, it's a big game and everyone knows it, and they're pretty much equals or at least have been. But I'm a little tired of the upstart. You know, flag plant opposition here.
Carolina does have a Monday night game scheduled for week 12 at San Francisco. You think you'll watch that?
What else is on? Are the Sabres playing that night? Is that during the Olympic break?
No, it's not yet to the Olympic break. Okay. It's November.
Oh, November. Sorry. Why did my brain go there? I don't even know why.
The Olympic break is after the football season.
I know that.
November 24th, week 12.
I don't know why the wires connected like that. I thought of the Sabres and then quickly hurried to Olympic break instead of just asking, are the Sabres playing that night?
That's tough, though, right? One primetime game in 23, none in 24, one in 25.
Got to earn that.
Yeah, you do.
We know.
I mean, unless you're like the Bears, then you get five anyway, no matter how bad you are.
That's right.
Some team that is in a bigger market, not Carolina. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550, Sal at 5, so 20 minutes or a little less. This is WGR.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.